chips it into the path of Troy Deeney. Troy Deeney does well to control it with his chest, just holding up the ball. Has Mesut Ozil behind him. Puerto Guadiora! What a strike from Edgar Guadiora! Watford extend their lead with an absolute X's head strike here at the Emirates. Have Watford got one foot at Wembley in the FA Cup semi-finals? They lead here at the Emirates by 2-0.
And Dimitri Payet is lining this up.
You would think it's too far to beat De Gea from here.
He's 30 yards out. Here goes Payet. Gets it up and down and scores! Brilliant from Payet. Sensational. He lifted it over the wall and De Gea couldn't get across. It flies into the top corner and my goodness me, are West Ham United going to Wembley? We've got 22 minutes of this game to go. It's another brilliant free kick from Payet. It whistles past the Manchester United goalkeeper. Chelsea are out. Arsenal are out. Are Manchester United heading out too? It's Manchester United 0, West Ham 1, and it's Dimitri Payet who's waved his wand again.
Here's Campbell, and Al Hamsey makes a save, but Campbell then rifles in as he rolls along the goal line into the back of the net. It's Crystal Palace who definitely have the win now. Fraser Campbell. Well, it's one of those ones where you either get down on your hands and knees and nudge it over with the nose, yeah, or you larrup it as if your life depends on it into the back of the net, and Crystal Palace lead 2-0.
Woods to Swift on the left-hand side for Brentford, and it's been won back into the feet of Sherry in the area.
No! Sherrod Sherry!
It's a third goal for Queen's Park Rangers. Tashar and Sherry with it. Setup. He's getting the acclaim from his teammates as well. We're bouncing now in our gantry position on the Ellerslie Road stand. The game is one for Queen's Park Rangers. They're 3-0 up against Brentford, and Tashar and Cherry makes it 4 home games on the bounce where he's found the back of the net.
Sean Flahessy with a header down, looking for Atangana. Back to Sean Flahessy. This time it's a cross. Opportunity here for Joby McEnough, and Joby McEnough has put Leighton Orient in front. That breakthrough came in the 74th minute, and he's celebrating in front of 800 travelling supporters. It's Oxford United 0, Leighton Orient 1.
Pearson trying to get down the line, get to the byline, put a cross in. It's Johnny Kinde there, Barney have an equaliser. Johnny Kinde, what a cross from James Pearson. Johnny Kinde made the run across the front to the near post, and it was a very, very good, cool finish from Johnny Kinde. And just more than 5 minutes before half-time, Johnny Kinde puts Barnet on level terms.